This is Kids Perspective.
Indeed, this is Kids Perspective. This Kids Perspective, the show where young minds ask big questions and we explore real answers from the Bible together, from prophets and miracles to sin and salvation. No question is too big or too small for God's word. Yet, so get ready, and we invite you to be a part of this segment as we see the Bible through fresh eyes and maybe even rediscover your own faith along the way. And be sure to bring the young ones, the kids, along as we discuss together. So I've got some panelists joining us this evening, and we want to invite you to be a part of this segment with them and with us. We've got a pastor. I'm going to ask him to introduce himself, and then we also ask our young friends to also introduce themselves. And Mfundisi, good evening to you and welcome.
Thank you so very much. Good evening to you. Thank you.
And who are we having the pleasure of joining us this evening? Maybe let the pastor share his name with us.
All right. Thank you so very much, viewers, as well, everyone who's listening to us today. We want to say you are welcome to today's Kids Perspective. Indeed, it is Kids Perspective. It's the channel that you can't afford to let your child miss. Yeah. This is the program that is just dedicated to you. I am the co-host, Pastor Meshack Makongo from Zambia. Children calls me as Uncle Pastor Meshack. Thank you.
I like that. Uncle Pastor Meshack. Beautiful stuff. Thank you so much, Mfundisi, and thank you for taking the time to join us and answer our children's questions this evening. We also have our young friends joining us. Who wants to go first?
Me.
You. Oh, me. Okay. You're slow. Me. You're slow, my sister. You were beaten to the task. Okay. Who are you? Who are you? Who is me?
My name is Hebron Mabuto. Good evening.
Good evening, Hebron Mabuto. How are you?
I'm fine.
You're fine. Okay. How old are you?
I'm 10.
You're 10 years old. Oh, okay. Okay. What grade are you doing?
I'm doing grade 5.
Grade 5. Okay, that's a big boy. Is it nice there by grade 5? Hebron? Ooh, Hebron's network is running. Is it nice by grade 5? Is it nice there? Your friend there is saying no, it's not nice.
Yes.
You like it, ne?
Yes.
Yeah, you see, they like it at grade 5. You were thinking that they don't like it. They are enjoying it there by grade 5. So where are you staying? Where are you connecting with us from, Hebron?
I'm connected from...
Which town are you staying in?
In Silibe Pikwe.
In Silibe Pikwe. Which country is that?
Yes. It's not a country. It's a,
yeah, but
it's
which,
a town.
Which country is Silibe Pikwe in?
Botswana.
It's in Botswana. Oh, okay. Okay. So what language do you speak in Silibe Pikwe, Botswana?
We speak Setswana and English.
Setswana and English. And can you speak both of them?
No.
Which language do you speak?
I speak English.
You only speak English. The others, they are the ones that speak Setswana and English. Okay, that's fine. That's fine. Well, thank you so much for joining us, Hebron. We appreciate you coming through tonight. And then who is the young lady who is also joining us tonight?
My name is Faith Mabuto.
Uh-huh. How are you, Faith
and
Mabuto?
And I live... I'm fine.
Mm-hmm. Where do you live?
I live in Silibe Pikwe, phase 1.
Phase 1, you're particular. You're in phase 1 in Silibe Pikwe, Botswana. I take it you're also in Botswana like Hebron.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, that's good. That's good. Can you speak both languages? Like he was saying, which languages do you find in Silibe Pikwe? You're part of the town there.
I find Setswana, English, and I find some Zimbabwean people in Botswana.
Some Zimbabwean people. Is that a language though? Or they've got a different language is what you're trying to say?
They have a language. Oh. They have Shona and Ndebele.
They have got Shona and Ndebele. Oh, okay. Okay, I hear you now. I thought maybe there was a language called Zimbabwean people. I thought you were saying there's a language called Zimbabwean people. That's fine. That's fine. So which how many languages can you speak? Because you were going like this when Hebron was answering.
I can speak Setswana just a little bit.
How much is just a little bit? Is it like this? Or is it like this? Or is it like this?
Like this.
Like this. That's not a little bit, Moses. That's like a lot. What can you say? What do you know to say in Setswana? Can you say, good evening, Kids Perspective. My name is Faith Mabuto from...
No.
That's too much. Is that too much?
Yeah.
Okay, so what can you say then?
What do you want me to say?
Oh, I gave you what I wanted you to say. I wanted you to say, good evening, Kids Perspective. My name is Faith Mabuto. I am from Selibe Pikwe Phase 1 in Botswana, and I can speak Setswana.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. We're waiting.
Ina ya meke Faith Mabuto. Kenamo Phase 1. Kimo Botswana.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. But you didn't greet us, Mos. You didn't say good evening. Did you greet us? Okay, let's start over. Greet us then, before you tell us your name. Greet us. How do you greet in Setswana?
Dumelang.
Dumelang. Well, thank you so much, Faith. How old are you and what grade are you in?
I'm 8 years old and I'm in grade 4.
8 years old and you're in grade 4. Okay, okay. Now, so how did you know that grade 5 is not nice? Because you've never been to grade 5. Have you been to grade 5 before? How? Or you just know it's not nice there. Is it because it's too nice at grade 4?
Not actually, but in our school, it does not look... It's... I don't know how to say it.
You don't even know how to say it. It's just not... So all grades in your school are just not nice. All of them are not nice.
Yes, because the whole school is a bit weird.
Aibo, why do you say that?
It's the person who talks about those things is in Hebron's class.
Oh, okay. So you heard it from Hebron's class friend.
Mm-hmm.
Mm, and then you believed him to say, hi, Vele, it's our school, it's not nice here.
Because that person got in trouble.
I hear you. I hear you. Don't worry. When you get to grade 5, you realize, like Hebron, that actually it's nice at grade 5, you enjoy it, ne? Just believe it. Hebron, don't laugh, Bella. Just now, they also...
I wanted to say that for siblings.
You wanted to say?
We're siblings.
Oh, yeah, siblings. You want us to know that we are siblings. Okay,
yes.
Okay. All right. No, we now know. Thank you for informing us. Are you also siblings with Hebron, Faith?
Yes.
Oh, okay. How are you related to him?
Well, I'm related by my father and my mother are married. So we're just giving you questions in different rooms. That's why there's a bit of an echo.
Okay. That's how you're related. help your sister Hebron. How are you related?
We're related because we are sister and brother.
Oh, because you are sister and brother. Oh, okay. Is that what sibling means? Is that what siblings mean?
Siblings mean like people who come from the same parents.
Oh, hey, you're teaching us today.
That's what I said.
That's what you said today. Okay, guys. No, thank you so much for joining us and coming all the way from Selibe Pikwe in Botswana. We appreciate you and hoping that your friends also are joining us tonight and celebrating the show together. As we jump into our conversations tonight, friends, you are more than welcome to share your thoughts, your comments, and to be participating from wherever you are joining us from. Let us know where you're connecting with us. Actually, we just had one of our sisters there saying connecting all the way from Zambia, and they were impressed by Uncle Pastor Mishek's name. We appreciate you, Mfundisi, for joining us. So drop a comment if you're on Facebook, if you're on YouTube, drop a comment in the chat box, or you can text us on +27 73 470 3520. As we start, who's going to pray for us, in my young friends? Who's going to pray? Oh, since Hebron was first earlier on to tell us who he is, let's have Faith pray with us. Is that okay, Faith? Can you pray for us? Yes, uh-huh. Yes. Okay, you can pray for us as we begin.
Okay. Our Father who art in heaven, please help the people in the hospital to go to heaven, and the people that already died to go to heaven, and those ones that are sick and that are dead, can let them go to heaven with you on the day of judgment, and let us meet our grandparents, our parents, our siblings, and whoever, and our loved ones who have died, or the ones who are sick in heaven. Amen.
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 Okay, quite a heavy prayer there. Thank you so much, Faith. We appreciate you. Thank you so much for that. All righty then, let's then jump into our conversation for tonight. Thank you so much to everybody who's coming through and joining us as well. We appreciate you coming through tonight. We're going to have answers that are going to be provided by Pastor Uncle Meshek, and then you guys can ask your questions, okay? Is that all right?
Yes.
All righty then. We'll start with Hebron. Hebron, you can start. Oh, you want to start, Faith?
Yes, I have lots of questions. I have loads of them.
Foodies, I hope you brought some water. Faith is packing today. She's like, she's got lots of them.
Faith, you are scaring me.
Okay. Let's then give you the opportunity, since you've got a lot of questions, Faith, you can ask your question to the pastor.
This one is very interesting, and I really want to know.
Oh, okay.
Why was Elijah taken by chariots, but Elisha died?
Yeah, she's jumping straight.
That question is so hard. Why managed to get it, Faith? Oh my God.
Yeah.
So you're saying why Elijah was taken and then Elisha died? Mm. Wow. That's a brilliant question. Everyone, can you clap for Faith for asking such a beautiful question? Wow. Let me give you this illustration. I want to give you this illustration. Have you ever seen birds flying in the air?
Yes.
Really? With your own two naked eyes?
Yes.
All right. Now, you see that there are those birds that fly maybe at this pace, then others, they can fly higher, and then the eagle flies very far, and it can even swim in the storm at a very high altitude. Do you know why? Because God made them in that way. That is how they were made. And they, to answer your question, God planned it in that manner, that Elijah should not taste death, but should be taken to heaven. As you prayed, Faith, that us who are alive, so us who are living, when Jesus will come, represents Elijah who went without tasting death. And then those who have died, like in your prayer, Faith, represents now Elisha, who has to live righteously and then later on died. So, as I said earlier on, God made different types of birds, but they are all made to the glory of God. And God had a purpose and has a plan for each and every bird. And God has a plan for each and every person who has lived under the sun. That is how I can answer your question.
So are you saying, like, for example, if I was Elijah and I did miracles, and then when it was my last day on earth, instead of it being my last day on earth, I was taken by chariots?
Yes.
Oh.
Yes.
Okay. Quite interesting.
Is that clear, Faith?
Are you answered? Okay. Thank you.
Praise the Lord.
Thank you, Pastor. Let's give Hebron. Hebron, what's your question?
Let me start with my hardest one.
Okay.
Why were men in Israel allowed to have so many wives?
Yes.
Like King Solomon, King David.
King Saul.
That is the hardest question. Imagine, Hebron, from the time I was born, I've never and never had such a brilliant question.
I think the kings are like too lazy.
Sorry?
Not only kings. I don't know.
Okay, let's give the pastor an opportunity
to
answer.
Thank you very much, Hebron. I've loved the way you are thinking and you are able to think. You know what? I want to congratulate you that you are able to think. Wow! Here, I'll clap for you for thinking. Yes, if I was in Botswana, I would have given you some pullers just for thinking. But since I'm in Zambia, I want to say, hey, you are the best. Now, Hebron, you are saying, why God allowed the children of Israel to have so many wives. Okay, now look at this. It has never been God's plan, and God has never put it as one of the obligation. Let me find a better way. God has never said that people should have many wives. No, from the plan of God, God wanted, God made Adam and Eve. So these two, only a man and a woman to have one wife, one husband. Now, because of their heart and their culture, they wanted to have many, many, many wives. Like the example I've given, King David, Solomon had like 1,000, which is not in God's plan. So that was just the culture which they developed on their own, but not God's plan. So God never permitted it, but it is the culture of the Jews which allowed them to marry as many wives as you can. Have I answered your question, Hebron?
Yes.
Okay.
Praise the Lord. Hebron.
I think it's like how, you know how children like sweets, even though sweets make their teeth rotten?
Yes.
Yeah, why do children eat so many sweets? Because God never said we must have that much sweet in our system. Yes, that's the same thing that God never allowed, but people like things like, oh, this is nice sweets, I want more. Like you, when you guys do that, ne? When the ice cream truck passes by, mommy, I want ice cream. You don't eat sweets, Hebron?
Yes.
Are you serious?
Yes, you can ask my dad.
We are clapping hands for you. Well done. Well done. Hebron doesn't eat sweets, guys. He doesn't eat. Okay, Faith, what's your next question?
Okay. This one is from Moses. Why was Moses placed in a basket instead of being hidden for the rest of his life?
Then he would not have been caught by the Pharaoh's daughter. I like that.
Wow. Faith, you are the best. Now imagine, I want to give you this illustration. Imagine placing a seed in a safe and nice soil for it to grow well. Imagine how it can be. Just putting a seed, like you plant a maize seed or whatever seed you can plant, in a nice soil, and it will grow very well. Remember that Pharaoh wanted to kill all the firstborn boys. I mean, all the boys. As long as the child is born is a boy, he must die. And Pharaoh was seriously ready to kill. Heish was ready to kill. Now, When the mother to Moses looked at the baby Moses, says, "Oh, my beautiful baby boy, I don't want you to die." So he has to hide baby Moses for how many months? 3 months. Just hiding. Then he goes and breastfeeds them. Now, you know what? You can't keep on hiding something for a long time, like the way someone steals money, hides. Remember that one day you can't keep on stealing and hiding. One day they will catch you. So now the mother says, well, if I'm going to be caught by Pharaoh, that will be the end of my life. What do I do? Now he has to plan the best way to protect the child. And that's how they built a very nice basket to save baby Moses. And that was a boat. That was a safety place for Moses to keep on living. Remember, the mother never wanted Moses to die. So that was the place that the mother prepared, that Moses cannot be hidden in the house for a long time, but Moses can be taken somewhere as a way of keeping Moses. By the way, you realize, Faith, that it was God actually planned that way should help and save the life of baby Moses. Have I answered your question?
Yeah.
Praise the Lord. Yes.
Thank you,
Pastor. Thank you. I like that because we would have just answered and thought, no, it's a straightforward, but you're saying it was God's plan. It was God's plan to do exactly that. Thank you so much. Ebron, what's your next question?
Why was Malachi the last prophet in Israel?
Yeah.
Malachi. Ooh, why was Malachi? Ebron, that's a beautiful question. By the way, you have just reminded me that the last book in the Old Testament is which book, Faith?
Deuteronomy.
Fantastic! You are the best, Faith. I love that one. Very good. In short, Faith is saying the last book in the Old Testament is Malachi. Yes, she just loved Deuteronomy because that is where it says you shall behave, not tales. She just loved the book of Deuteronomy. Otherwise, she meant to say it is Malachi. Wow. You know, the God raised prophets, so we have a lot of prophets. But now, this one was the last one so that he can prepare the way before baby Jesus will be born. So Malachi was the last person to be a prophet or to work as a prophet or in the office of the prophet as he is preparing for the way of the Lord. Let me give you this illustration. Imagine the way it is. Okay, right now here in Zambia, the sun has set. I don't know in Botswana and in South Africa, but here in Zambia, the sun has set. Mm-hmm. Now imagine if this sun can be set forever, like there is no hope of seeing it dawning. So God says, okay, I'm going to put the last prophet, and this prophet will be the last one, and that should be Malachi. So we are going to close the chapter of having prophet, and then we are going to have now the highest prophet in the world ever lived, and that is now Jesus Christ. So Malachi was the last prophet who has to prepare the way for Jesus to come in and be born in this world.
Okay. Interesting. Are you okay, Hebron?
Yes.
Yeah, indeed. He was the last prophet opening the way for Jesus to come. Faith, you still have many questions?
Thank you.
Okay, let's allow you two then. Let's allow you two so that at least you can cover your many questions. What's your question, your first one?
Elijah siblings, because their names sound the same.
Okay.
No, Faith, you are making me sweat here. Oh my God. Imagine, so I've never thought in that line.
Yeah.
Because this one is Elijah, this one is Elisha. Are they siblings? Are they twins?
Mm.
Let me give you this illustration. Are you ready for this illustration?
Yes.
Okay. There is a flower. Here is the rose flower. And here is the sunflower. It's a rose flower.
Mm-hmm.
Sunflower. Are these related, eh?
Is that red?
But I thought every flower is related to each other. Because they're all flowers.
Oh, they are.
Uh-oh. So, Faith, what am I trying to say? Both the rose flower and the sunflower both grows from the same soil. Like same soil. Yes, even in South Africa, there could be some up there where we can eat some apple. Then here in Zambia, we've got some bananas. Yes, they are all growing from the same soil.
Mm-hmm.
Are you getting faith? Yes. So now, their names seem to be similar. By the way, the name Elijah means my God is Lord. My God is Lord. And the name of Elisha means God is my salvation. Are you seeing the similarities? Yes. This one is saying, my God is Lord. And the other one, the name means, Elisha, God is my salvation. So both names are related to God. They serve the same purpose, like sunflower and an apple, or rose flower and the sunflower. They all have got some shining thing there. You can even admire. This is the sunflower. This is the rose. Yes, you can even walk through the garden. The names, they were not related. They were not like siblings, like the way you are with the Hebron and the Faith. These were different people, but lived with the same meaning, and God had the same purpose for their lives.
Mm, mm, mm. Okay, okay. What does your name mean, Faith?
It means there's faith in God.
It means
there's faith in God.
Oh, that you have faith in God. Oh, okay, and your brother's name?
I don't know.
He must know for himself. Okay, what's your next question? Let's hear your next question since you have a lot. What's your next question?
My next question is, why was Moses chosen to lead the people? But what about his siblings?
Why weren't the siblings chosen?
Yes, why were they not chosen either?
Okay.
Wow. Wow. Hey, you have gone back to Moses. I thought we are done with Moses. Oh, my God.
I mean, Elisha Moses.
No, Faith. I like your name, actually means a lot. Now you are hammering me to test my faith, eh? Ah, you see, Faith. Oh my God. Now, Faith, look at this. Let's get into a garage, like a garage where we have a toolbox. In that toolbox, you find a lot of spanners. Let me use this example. You want to open a certain, maybe, you want to open the door. You use a screwdriver. You not use a spanner to hit and open it. There are certain things where you have to use a screwdriver. Others you have to use a 15 spanner. Others, you can't use the pen to open a door. Yeah. You have to use the key. You see it, eh? Fetch, have you ever used a pen to open a door?
No.
So, look at this. Every person, every child is special. Every person is special. And by the way, every person is born for a certain task in life. Everyone has got a job to do under the sun. So, You and me have got our own role that we should play under the sun. For example, yes, our own teacher there. Yes, his role is just to be on the media and help us to understand the Bible, interact with children. You are seeing it? Yes. My role as Uncle Pastor Mishek is just to help children to understand the Bible, preach the gospel. You see, someone is an engineer. The other one is the pilot. The other one. So now, every child is special. So God called Moses to be the leader. God picked Moses to give him a special task. Not that the other siblings were useless. No, but Moses was born for that purpose, to lead the children of Israel from the bondage land to the promised land.
Yeah.
So that is the reason why God chose him. Because he was on a mission.
Yeah. He was on a mission, and everyone has a purpose that God has called them. Thank you so much, Mfundisi. Before we go to Hebron, you are tuned into the best Christian radio station, The Side of Christ Coming. This is Adventist World Radio, and we are powered by the SID Media. Thank you so much for joining us on this particular Friday, where we have our Kids Perspective, a show that we allow the children to come through, ask their questions as we study together right here. The Word of God. If you want to participate, if you want to join us, if you want to answer the questions that you've got your own perspective that the kids are asking, you can join us and do that. If you want to ask your own question, let's hope that we'll be able to answer. Mfundisi here will be able to address. The children can also ask through their questions. Like, it's a kid's perspective, so please allow it to be the kids' show. I know that adults, you might have questions. Don't worry, your show is coming next week Friday, same time, same space. If you want to ask a question, if you're joining us on YouTube, on Facebook, you can just drop a comment in the chat box and we will address it. If you are or alternatively, like those who are joining us on the radio, you can also text us on +27 73 470 3520. The number +27 73 470 3520, as we get into the second hour of the show right here. Hebron, what's your question for our pastor as we continue our series of questions this evening?
Why was Israel the chosen nation to be God's people?
Why?
Hebron, that's a beautiful question.
Yeah.
I've loved that question. Hey, why was Israel? Hey, Hebron. You have made me think deep and deep and deep, like that song, let's go deep in our faith. Oh, I'm talking about faith now. Hebron, that is so good. I've loved what you have just said. Why was Israel chosen as God's people? Wow. This is great. I have to think deep and deep so that I can answer your question. Now, look at this, Hebron. Long time ago, before I was born, before grandmother was born, your grandmother, your grandma, your great-grand, God made a covenant with Father Abraham. You know that song? Father Abraham had many sons. Had many sons, our Father Abraham. I am one of them. And
so are you.
So are you.
Oh, okay. So now God made that covenant with Abraham that, look, I am going to multiply your seed like many people. And those, when you follow it properly, you see that it is actually the children of Israel. So God has to fulfill that covenant he made with his best friend, Abraham. And that's the reason the children of Israel, they are the chosen people. It's not that there were many in number. No, there were very few. They were not like a lot of people. No, very small number. But God chose that small number so that they can show the light to the world. So they can share the light to the world. So you and me, we are called to shine to the world because we are the chosen people. Hey, it doesn't matter of your age. You can still shine wherever you are. Like that song, "Let Little Light of Mine, I'll Let It Shine." So you can let your life shine because you and me, we are now the chosen people. As those old Israelites were chosen, today we are the chosen one because God has chosen us so that we can share the light to the other people who do not know God.
I like that. I like that. They were chosen as we are chosen. Thank you so much, everyone. Faith, what's your question?
Why did the Pharaoh's daughter take Moses as her son? But Moses was not an Egyptian.
Okay.
Okay. Wow. That's the powerful question which I've never heard. Faith, you are the best. Faith, you are the best. So Faith, you are saying why? Faith?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know what? God loves you. Mm-hmm. And God will never stuck to solve a problem. God will never be stuck, I mean. God will never be stranded to solve a problem. There is no problem that he will fail to solve. Now look at this. Look at this picture. Here is the baby. And the father to Pharaoh's daughter said, every male child should die. And the mother to Moses said, I don't want my child to die. God, what will you do? God, what do you have to do? What can you do over this child? And then God says, okay, I have a solution. God, what solution do you have? Because my baby is going to die. My baby. God said, just wait. Make a basket. You remember your question on the basket? Prepare a basket. Take the child to the river. And then the mother went now with the baby Moses to the river. Put the child in the river. Boom, in the basket. And then it went. So God made a provision for Moses to survive. Instead of Moses dying, because of the task God had in mind before he was born. Remember in Jeremiah chapter 1 verse 5 says, before faith was born, I knew faith. Jeremiah chapter 5, 1 verse 5, before Hebron was born, I knew Hebron. So everyone, God knows our life. Yeah. And then God knew the life of Moses. He says, okay, I'm going to prepare this way. Moses will go through this way. Then from there, Moses will be in the palace. So it was God's way of saving or solving the problem which Pharaoh had created. Remember, Faith, as you are growing, that you are not too young to call upon God when you have a problem. God has thousand ways to solve our problems.
Yeah.
So he used Pharaoh's daughter to solve the problem.
It was God's plan, Faith. It was God's plan. That's why she did something extraordinary that no other Egyptian would have done at the time. Thank you so much, Mfundi. It's a beautiful insight. We are enjoying our sessions tonight. Thank you so much. Thank you so much. Let's hear from Hebron. What's your question?
Did David have a mother?
Okay. Hebron. Hey, that's too tough for me, Hebron. I can't even manage to think. Oh my God. I think I needed cold water to drink so that I can cool my brain. Because the questions you guys you are firing, it's like my brain is also getting hot. You guys are just brilliant. Oh my God. Hey. Hebron.
Yes.
Have you ever seen a tree?
Yes.
Oh. What type of a tree do you know? Or have you ever seen?
I have seen a marula tree.
Okay.
Faith?
Also, Faith, mention one type of a tree that you know.
Olive tree.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay. Hebron, have you ever seen the roots of a tree? The tree that you may have mentioned, have you ever seen its roots?
No.
Uh-oh. You don't have eyes. Faith, have you ever seen the roots of that tree you have mentioned?
No.
No? Uh-oh. Equally, even me, we have mango trees here, but I've never seen the roots. Hey, by the way, I am answering your question. Who was the mother of David?
Yeah.
Who was the mother of David? The Bible has not mentioned the mother. The Bible is quiet. Just talk about David being anointed as a king. David was a shepherd. David killed Goliath. David became a king. David had children. But the Bible has not really disclosed who was the mother to David. And I will not tell you that the mother was the Bathsheba. The mother was the... No, because the Bible has not mentioned it. And I will say, just like the way the roots are, we are able to see the tree. So is the mother to David.
Interesting way to answer there. Interesting way to answer. Thank you. Thank you for this. Okay. Okay. Thank you, Hebron. Are you answered?
Yes.
Okay, then. Thank you, Papa. Thank you. Let's see Faith's question. What's your next question, Faith?
When did God come to Moses in the form of a bush?
Okay.
Why did Moses... Sorry, I didn't get your question, Faith.
Why did God come to Moses in, like, speaking to him in a burning bush?
Yes. Woo. That question is powerful.
Yeah.
Very, very powerful. Number one. I'm now thinking. Number one. Why God has to come to Moses to speak to him in a burning bush?
Mm-hmm.
Wow. That's a beautiful question. That's so much beautiful. I've loved it. Hey, Faith. I think, Faith, you were just praying and fasting to fire me with questions. What do you think, Faith?
Well... I don't know.
You don't know.
Oh, you don't know? because the way you are asking your questions, wow, it is so amazing. It is very, very much amazing. Number one, no, God has to use, let me give you this illustration before I even answer your question. Have you ever gone to a place where you start admiring the beauty of that place?
Yes.
Which place? Can you mention one place for me, please? It doesn't matter whether it's in Botswana, South Africa, Zambia, UK, America. I know, Faith, you have faith. You can fly and go to Australia by faith. Yes. Just tell me the place.
Cabaroni and Palape. Delicious pizza.
Oh.
And
okay.
Zimbabwe, they have nice papa something.
Mm-hmm.
No, wait, Faith. Wait. I'm answering your question, Faith. What happened the first time when you saw that nice place? Did you just bypass or have to stand still and just gaze around and see the beauty of that? Did you just bypass? Oh, that place is nice. There you go. Oh, you stood up. Wow.
No. I told myself that. Like, Daddy, can you please buy the pizza? I'll do anything you want.
Hey!
Anything. Sure. Anything.
Anything. So if Daddy said, okay, you buy me iPhone 17 Pro Max, you'd have bought for her Daddy?
Not actually. Where would I get the money from?
But you said anything, Faith.
Yes,
now,
anything.
What am I trying to say? Here it is, Faith. I want you to take your mind to that. That, you know, Moses was in the bush. taking care, or was a shepherd taking care of the sheep. So now as he was moving, God has to use something that will draw his attention. If it was just like, hey, Moses, oh, who are you? And he can run away. You see it, eh? Mm-hmm. Yeah. Imagine there's no power and then you hear a voice. Faith. Faith. You run away and scream, and you can even scream like crying. Hey, there's a voice that is calling me. When God is the one calling you, but who is calling you? I just heard the voice. Mm. You were running for your life. So God says, if I just say, Moses, then Moses will run. Imagine someone just calls you, you are walking, and they say, Hebron, you look around, you say, there's no one, you run away. So God says, what do I do? God has to think, God has to think. Oh, I'm going to use the burning bush. Now, you know what fire does? When it's like, when there's fire in the bush, like fire. Hey, yeah, fire. It burns everything, everything. But this bush was so unique. It was burning, but not getting burnt. Like fire, fire all over, but yeah. It was not burning, like yeah. Getting consumed. Then Moses says, what is this? Let me get closer. You see it, eh? Pizza. Oh my God, there's pizza. Let me get closer to pizza. You see it, eh? And then that was the pizza thing for Moses. Now, Moses has to get closer to the pizza so that he can see how they have cut and divided the pizza. Then he can eat. So Moses wanted to see what is really happening. That's what God will always use. God will use something that will draw us closer to him. Yes, God, you remember faith? Sometimes God will use your teacher to talk to you. Sometimes God will use your mom to talk to you. Your dad, this program that we have. Yeah. Yes, Kids Perspective. God will use this platform as a burning bush so that the children can be drawn closer to him. So this is our burning bush, such that we are getting attracted to God and learn more about God.
It's a way to attract us indeed. Thank you so much, Pastor. Hebron, what's your question? By the way, remember our friends at home, if you also want to send through your questions, you can send them through, type it out on the chat box, or you can text it on our WhatsApp line, +27 73 470 3520, or even send a voice note. Hebron, what's your question?
Why did Moses die, but Elijah was carried into the sky by a chariot of fire?
Yes.
Yes, Faith, you are just waiting for that.
Faith wants to know. Everyone,
yes. That's a very beautiful question. I've loved it. Wow. Mm-hmm. Mm. You know what, Everyone? Our stories are different. For example, my story and your story will never be the same, but we are having the same God. The way God is leading our lives, it's not the same. We all have one thing in common. One thing in common. What is that? Worshipping God. That's all. One thing in common, and that is to worship God. Yeah. Hey, by the way, some worship God on Sunday. Mm-hmm. Others, they worship God on Saturday. Yes, they are all worshiping God. And we praise God that we are worshiping him. So, Moses lived his life. Lived his life. He lived. Now remember that. Moses lived. Hey! Huh? Everyone, did you know that Moses lived?
Yeah.
And also, do you know that Elijah lived?
Yes.
But they have different two roles. This one, he lived and led the children of Israel. This one lived as a prophet. So God said, okay, Moses, your journey is over here. You have to die and rise again. Elijah, I will take you up. And that is what happened. Elijah was taken by God. That was his path. That was the land that God made for him. And then Moses has to die for a little while. So God has different ways on how he treats us, on how he handles us. Maybe let me give you this illustration as I'm concluding to answer your question, okay. Hebron. We have different types of crops. Some crops you harvest once and that's all. Others you keep on harvesting. Like for example, let me give an example of an avocado tree. You harvest, they'll finish again, you harvest, they'll finish again, you harvest. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that is how God designed it, that it should behave in such a manner. Then here is a banana. When it you harvest it, you cut it off. But doesn't mean that it didn't give you anything beneficial. It gave you the fruit, you ate the fruit, but it ended there. So Moses' journey ended there like a banana. It has given a lot of children. Now you can eat. The children can now survive, but it has to rest as the pillar for that branch of bananas.
Powerful illustration. Powerful illustration. Thank you for this, Omi. Thank you for this, Omi. We got a question, Pastor, maybe before we go back to Faith. We got a question also coming through here on our WhatsApp line. Our young friends have sent through. They didn't tell us who their name was. Maybe they can send it through. They're joining us all the way from Zambia, and they've got a question. For instance, they want to participate in the kids' perspective, and they've got a question for you. Are you ready, Pastor?
Okay. Yes, please.
Okay. Here's the question. Here's the question. It doesn't want to play now. Why does it not want to play? So that the pastor can hear. Okay, let me see if I can get it to sort to work shortly, and then we will see if Mfundisi, you can come and address that one. But for now, let's hear Faith's question. Faith, what is your next question?
Why did God take the Israelites as his chosen people, but they complained several or 1,000 times?
Yo, you wanted him to choose other people, ne? These ones were a problem, these ones. Okay, Pastor.
that is the power of faith. I've never thought in that line, eh? What was your question again? I have to think it again and again.
Why did God take the Israelites as his chosen people, but they complained several times?
Faith, your question is so powerful.
Yeah.
Huh? Imagine, I want to give you this illustration, Faith. Imagine here is the mommy and daddy, or mama and papa. Mm-hmm. Loves these two, let me say I've got three or four kids, like four like this, eh? This is four?
No, it's five.
But me, I'm seeing four.
Four like this.
Oh, four is like this. Like this, four. Four like this.
Yes.
Okay. So now, Faith, it's like our parents here on earth. Maybe let me say that I've got four children. And these four children, they actually disobey and they complain a lot. But guess what? Since these parents, they call them, these are our children, they value them. They buy them clothes. They buy them shoes. They take them to school. But still they are complaining. Ah, mommy, me, I want your phone. Ah, Faith, like at your age, you want iPhone 17 Pro Max. No, mommy, give me a phone. Mom says, no, Faith, phone is not good for you at the moment. Your eyes, you become obese. Faith, I want you to pay attention to school. No, mommy, my friend, I've got phones at school, even me. Are you getting this? Okay, I want an iPad. No, mommy, I also want to be dropped at school. I can't walk going to school. My legs will get swollen. You see what we are doing today?
Mm-hmm.
But our parents are doing the best. They are best. They are level best just to help us to become better people. And that is the example of the children of Israel. God chose them because of the promise he made with Abraham. I want to fulfill my love because of the covenant, the agreement that I made with Abraham. I have to fulfill it. And why? Because God's love is from everlasting to everlasting, taking care of his children who have disobeyed and busy complaining every day. He keeps on saying, I love you. Even when you say, God, I will not go to church today. Say, okay. I love you. I know you come back, my daughter. I know you come back, my son. I love you. God, I will not pray. Okay. You will not pray, but tomorrow you will seek me again. So God's love is just too wide, such that no matter how much you complain, his love is bigger, very bigger. Like we can all stretch our hands. Teacher there, yes. Hebron, yes. And then Faith, we all stretch our hands. We can't even embrace the love of God because it's too deep. Yes. So it's God's love that just allowed the children of Israel to become human. And it's actually human nature to complain. Even me, I do complain sometimes. So it is human nature to complain. But God's nature is to love and listen to me when I'm complaining.
And I think, Kufundisi, what a beautiful way to answer. And I like the illustration as well to say, you know what, I think the lesson as what I'm getting is, even us, when we are unlovable, like the children of Israel, God still loves us, right? Even when we get naughty, yes, and we do things that are not nice and we don't obey our parents, God will still love us. It might be with a painful heart, but he will still love us. Like you, Faith, you don't complain, Wena. You complain, eh? You know, you complain. But yet, mommy still loves you and daddy still loves you. Hebron, what's your question before we then come and get our question from our friends or joining us online? What's your question, Hebron?
Why did Jesus choose 12 disciples?
Maybe before the pastor comes, Hebron, how many disciples did you want Jesus to choose? If it was you, how many would you have chosen?
A lesser number,
ne?
Yeah.
Like 12 is just too much. Maybe 5 or so, then you don't have problems with many people. Hebron is for efficiency. He's like, hey, let's streamline this thing and make it efficient. But Faith, you said what, 20, ne? Faith wanted 20 disciples. Mfundisi, what's your answer?
Wow. Hebron. Do you go to school?
Yes.
You are doing grade what?
5.
Your school, what is the highest grade at the school where you are schooling from?
4.
Form 4? Mm. Okay. Do you have a head boy? Oh, yes. Let me ask you a question. Do you have head boys? How many head boys do you have?
1.
Head girls?
1.
How many head teachers do you have at your school?
1.
Deputes?
7.
How many deputes head teacher do you have?
3. No, 2.
2. How many presidents do you have in your country?
1.
Why not 4? Okay, now I'm answering your question. So like the government, there's a president, the vice president, and then we have the ministers, the MPs, the cabinet. You see it, eh? They are representatives of different parts of the country. Like, these are from KwaZulu-Natal, these are from Cape Town, these are from I'm trying to look at the place in Botswana. Hey, now my brain, you know, I'm aging, I can't remember. Hey, remind me. Gabon.
And Salibi Pikwe.
Yes. Let me clap for the teacher. Praise the Lord. You have made it also, teacher. Praise the Lord. Now, so Jesus chose the 12 disciples. Hey, Faith, can you name one disciple?
Peter.
Ah.
Peter, yes. Hebron, can you name another disciple? Name one.
Matthew.
Praise the Lord. You guys, you are just brilliant. Wow. So, in the Bible, you are going to find the 12 tribe of Israel. In the Bible, you are going to find the 12 gates in heaven. Like, there are 12 gates in heaven. In the Bible also, you are going to find the 12 disciples. So 12 were like, it was a complete number representing the 12 gates in heaven, the 12 tribes of Israel, and then Jesus also chose the 12 disciples to represent and to sit and learn at his feet. The reason why he chose the 12, to teach them, to mentor them. The reason why we have got kids' perspective every Friday, it's for mentorship.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, the radio station chose that even children, we can't do away with them. We can't neglect them. We can't put them aside. We must chew. We must come together. Let's plan a program that we can put our children, a program that they can also be listening, so that we can groom them and make them special disciples of Jesus. So, Hebron, that was a way God could use or can use to mentor, train the disciples so they can go out and be fishers of men.
They need to be fishers of men. And I like that 12, 12, 12, the complete number that God chose. What happened to your brother, Munch?
he got late.
Oh, okay. Maybe he's coming back just now. Thank you so much, Mfundisi. Maybe as we wait for Hebron to come back, let's also take a question that's coming in on our WhatsApp line. We got the name Chisomo all the way from Zambia sending in a question as well. Mfundisi, here is the question.
Why aren't Christians Jews? Because Jesus was a Jew.
Did you get that, Mfundisi?
Hey, Chisomo.
Chisomo wants to know, why aren't Christians Jews? Because Jesus was a Jew.
Wow. You know what, Chisomo? I know you are listening, Chisomo.
Mm-hmm.
I know you are listening. That one, I need to pray and fast for 7 days. I have to pray and fast for 7 days. Just God to give me the correct answer to answer you, Chisomo. Wow, that's a brilliant answer. I mean, question from Chisomo. I love it. I love it very much. Wow, why are we not Jews? Hey, Chisomo, I want to give you this illustration. This illustration. Imagine. You are standing afar, and then when you just turn your eyes, you see a forest, like a beautiful forest. And then when you are very far, you see the trees, like they are in order. They are in order, like very organized. Then you say, wow, this is beautiful. Let me walk in this forest. As you get closer, you find some short trees, tall trees, some spaces. Some even you find children are there playing football in it. And you say, I thought these trees were so beautiful, organized, and well arranged. Now I've just seen that they are scattered. Look at this, Isomo. Salvation has never been made for the Jews alone. Mm. The Jews were the chosen people. Remember what we said? Abraham and the father, or the friend, who's God, the covenant. Then God chose them to be just the light bearer to the world. Mm. Now look at this. When Jesus came, they refused him. Up to date, some Jews still refuse. They are actually preparing that the Messiah will be born. Mm-hmm. And Jesus says, oh, Jerusalem, I've been praying for you. Now your house has been left desolate. Now I am going. Oh, to the world. Now all of us, we are called spiritual Israel. Yes, the Israelites which were there, today we are the spiritual Israelites, I mean. You and me, we are the spiritual. We are not the physical Jews. No, because they refused Jesus. Now we are the spiritual Israelites now. Yes, we are the spiritual Israelites. So in other words, to fit your question, we are the spiritual Jews.
Ah.
It doesn't matter of your color, whether you are black or white or pink or maroon. You are short. You are tall. You are big. You are small, you are a spiritual Jew. Yes, you are a spiritual Jew. So don't worry, we are all spiritual Jews. Because God, we have one Father, and that is the Father we say, Father Abraham had many sons. Had many sons, our Father Abraham.
Yes.
I am one of them.
And so
are you, Chisomo.
Yes.
You are also a Jew. Praise the Lord.
Amen. Amen. Thank you so much. Thank you so much, Mfundisi. We're getting a comment here from one of our listeners as well, enjoying the show. And they're saying, yeah, these children are so knowledgeable. I'm impressed by their questions. They're so thoughtful. Thank you so much, my young friends. You are doing the most this evening, as we celebrate the questions you are sending. You're sending through. I'm not too sure why we are struggling with Hebron. They seem to be battling there. We are getting you. I'm not too sure what is the problem with Hebron's phone there. I don't know what the challenge is. We need Hebron back, please. Hebron, stop playing with the phone. Come back. Come back. We can see you. We can hear you. We will fix the issues later on. Faith, what's your question? Faith, don't touch the phone now. Put the phone down. Okay, yeah, you were saying.
This one is a quick question, but it's not from my paper.
Uh-huh.
What skin color was Jesus?
Sorry?
What skin color was Jesus?
What skin color was Jesus?
Yes, because in the movies, it is peach, but I'm not sure about that.
Wow. Faith?
As for peach.
You are the best. You are the best, Faith. Faith, I want to clap for you. Now, remember this. Remember this. Let me give you this illustration. What color is the wind?
It's colorless.
Oh? Yeah. Colorless? Are you sure? Hebron, what color is the wind?
I don't know.
Oh! Praise the Lord. Okay, maybe let me ask this other question. What color is the Holy Spirit?
It's
pink.
It should be like a lightish color.
A lightish color.
like a color like this color.
A color like this guy.
All right.
Okay.
Hebron, you are the best. Now, we even missed you for a while, but we thank God you are back.
Yes,
praise God you are back. Hey, Faith was just praying and praying in the prayer room that, please, God, help Hebron. He needs to come back, and we thank God you are back. All right. To answer your question, Faith, You have small stars and big stars. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
We have Indians. We have people from China. We have people from Australia. We have people from New Zealand. We have people from Africa. We have people from UK. Now, look at this. The color doesn't matter. The color, the Jesus that you see in the movies, the Jesus that you see on the pictures, that is not Jesus. Hey, remove that picture. That is not Jesus. During the time when Jesus was there, there were no cameras. If we had iPhone 17 Pro Max, I would have shown you the picture of Jesus. So, the color doesn't matter. We say every skin is special.
Okay.
Every skin is special. Whether I am black, I'm made in the image of God.
Yeah.
Brown, made in the image of God. Indians, maybe from China, Chinese, maybe from Jamaica. Yes, every skin is special. Look at this to answer your question. We only have blood group A, B, O plus. It doesn't matter of your skin. I can donate my blood. I'm blood group O. I can donate my blood group O to a white person with the same blood group O. You see how God is loving?
Mm-hmm.
What is important is salvation. Have we accepted Jesus as our personal savior? Yes. Oh, praise the Lord.
Indeed, that is all we need. Thank you so much. Okay, guys, we are out of time. I'm going to give you each one last question. We'll start with Hebron. What's your question? And then we will get Faith's last question. And then the pastor will answer and then we pray. So, Hebron, what's your last question? And the pastor can answer quickly.
Why wasn't Satan destroyed in the beginning?
Mm-hmm. Sorry, I didn't get the question.
Why wasn't Satan destroyed in the beginning?
Wow. Wow. That's a beautiful question.
Yeah.
And that question has puzzled thousands and millions and trillions of people trying just to find out why. Why? Hebron. Have you ever seen people fighting?
Yes.
You have seen them? Okay. Now imagine you are the judge. You are the judge. And then these two people comes to you and says, we were fighting. Will you believe them or you will not believe in them?
I will ask them questions.
Okay. Some questions. Like what kind of questions can you ask them?
Who started it?
Okay. What else?
Why do they want to fight?
All right. Also, you look for witnesses.
What are witnesses?
You also say, were there people were there people or you were just the two of you? Now they say, oh, actually, may I have a witness. I'm actually the right person. It's him who started. Oh, no, not me. It's him. So, okay, now listen, the two of you, you were fighting. The two of you are fighting. Now I want to listen from the witnesses who were there. Okay?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
All right, witnesses, can you tell us? Says, no. Me, I saw Meshach punching Habakkuk. Then Habakkuk says, me, I was just seated, but Meshach started punching me. Peter said, I saw Meshach punching Habakkuk. And then James also says, I saw Meshach punching. And then the last person who was the witness, who also said that is the now Mark. Mark said, I saw Meshach punching. Three people have testified that I punched the Habakkuk. Habakkuk says, Meshach punched me. Will I refuse after three witnesses have testified that I'm the one who punched Habakkuk?
No.
All right. So now, why Satan was not eradicated, why Satan was not removed, why Satan was not killed just there and then? Number one, the war was between Jesus and Satan. So if Jesus just killed Satan there and then, the angels who remained in heaven that says, I think God is so cruel. God was so hard. God would have given time. We would like to know who's right and who's wrong between the two. Mm-hmm. But now, since this one has gone, how are we going to know very well? So God says, okay, I'm going to allow Satan to live for a while, so that you see who is wrong between God and Satan. And then now the angels, those who sided with Satan's side, they are called demons. Those who remained with God, loyal to God, they are in heaven, they are called holy beings, angels. So now today, you and me, we are able to see that Satan, the devil, is a liar. The devil deceived. And I want to say this, don't follow the devil.
Yeah.
Even when he suggests, just steal, don't steal. He's a liar.
Yeah.
He will show you something sweet today, but tomorrow you live a bitter life. And I want to speak to children who are out there listening to us on this platform. Children, the devil is a liar. Mm. There's nothing good that he can offer us. Let us learn to obey what our parents and the kids' perspective is presenting to us is the best way. So God wants us to have a sound mind to judge that the devil is a liar. That's the reason he was not killed just there and then.
I like that. I like that. Thank you so much, Mpudisi. We are taking a bit long to answer. Let's try quickly. We have less than 3 minutes left for our show to end. Let's hear quickly Faith's last question, and then you can answer Mpudisi in about a minute or less. Faith, what's your last question?
Well, it's not my last one, but...
Yeah. Pick one then from all that are left.
Okay.
Yeah.
Why was Moses buried by God? But Elisha was not buried by God.
Okay. Moses was buried by God because the children of Israel would have started worshipping Moses. They got the grave and kneel down and worship. They would bow down and say, in the name of Moses, Moses our God. Remember they were disobeying and murmuring, complaining. Yes, they were stubborn people. They worshipped the golden image. So God says, okay, you will not see where I'm going to bury Moses for the sake of your life. It's like a hidden treasure. You hear, you hide it and say, look unto me and I'll show you where it is. It is hidden. Mm-hmm. So that's the reason God never permitted the children of Israel to see where the grave of Moses was. They would have started worshiping Moses. Thank you.
Indeed, they would have started worshiping Moses. Okay, all right. Someone also interested in Mfudisi, by the way, you're addressing our questions. I think this is the second comment that have come where people are really appreciating the way you're engaging. But the pastor is good. I like the way he is engaging the children. Mfudisi Meshach, thank you, thank you, thank you so much for engaging us and our children this evening. Guys, thank you so much for coming through. What do you want to say before we let you go as we wrap up today? Faith, what do you want to say to your friends joining? Did you invite people to watch you as you are asking questions on TV today?
I don't know how to do it.
You didn't know how to invite anyone, so you didn't invite anyone. Okay, that's fine. Yes. That's fine. Okay, so tell us, what do you want to say as we conclude? Who do you want to greet?
Thank you for answering my interesting questions.
Okay.
And I have the 30 more for you next time.
Hey, Pastor Buddy, they've got 30 more, 30 for you next time. Thank you, Faith, and thank you for joining us. Hebron, what's your last comments and who do you want to greet?
I'd like to say thank you for answering our questions and see you next
time.
And see you next time, right? Thank you so much. Thank you so much. Mfundisi, we also want to appreciate you. Maybe you can give us your last remarks, Mfundisi, and then we will ask Hebron to pray, and then you can also pray for us, Pastor.
Thank you very much, SID Radio, Adventist Radio, for inviting me to be part of this kids' perspective. I really appreciate and say thank you so very much for this great opportunity that we can build the future of our children under the rock that is Jesus Christ. Hey, Faith and Hebron, thank you so very much for joining. May God bless you. Hey, continue raising the banner wherever you are. Hey, thank you very much, parents who have joined us online on Facebook, on YouTube. Please share the link. Continue inviting our children to join Kids Perspective every Friday. And may God richly bless you for the bundles and giving your gadgets to the children that they can tune on. May God bless you and bless you more. Thank you.
Amen and amen. Thank you, Pastor. Really appreciate you. Okay, guys, let's pray and then we can close. Hebron, you will pray and then we will also have a pastor praying with us. Hebron?
Let us pray. Our Father in heaven, thank you for this night. Thank you for Pastor Misha for answering our questions. Protect us as we go home and do and protect us. Protect our families and help us children to do what is right.
Amen. Amen.
We are praying. Our Father and our God, we thank you for this platform, this media that you have produced by your name. We thank you, Father, for the children who have logged in on YouTube, on Facebook. Others have just tuned on our radio just to listen to you speaking and answering through us. Lord, we pray that may you bless all the children, protect them from evil. The devil is like a roaring lion and his target is our children. From the gadgets they are watching, from the TV and other things that the devil may influence them, I pray for these children that may they be special. Bless Faith. Bless Hebron, bless their parents, bless our teacher, the organizer of this Kids Perspective. Bless the whole team of SID. Bless them, Lord, as they'll continue spreading the gospel through this channel that you have provided for us. Keep us closer to you every day. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen, amen, and amen. Thank you so much, Pastor. Thank you, guys. Enjoy your evening. Happy Sabbath.
Happy Sabbath.
Bye-bye, bye-bye, bye-bye. And that's how we wrap up our session. Thank you so much for joining us. And we appreciate each and every one of you who came through as we had this Our Kids Perspective.
This is Kids Perspective.